Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Bet continues with the shiurim for carrying various objects. And of course, as we said before, the shiur is going to be the smallest amount of that object that is genuinely useful. So, Hamotzi Chevel, somebody carries a rope out into Rishus Sarabim on Shabbos. So how much do you actually have to carry in order to be Chayiv Midaraisa? Kedei lasos ozen lakupa. Enough to make a handle for a large basket, right? That's not a very large amount of rope, but it is probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches of rope in order to make a handle for a large basket. And so that's the minimum amount. Gemi is reed fibers. It's a kind of a stringy material taken from reeds that they would basically make into string, and they would use it to tie things up. So, gemi kedei lasos tlai lenapa ulekavara. That is the minimum amount for reed fibers, is enough to make a hanging loop for a napo or kavara. These are two different kinds of sieves, of sifters. One is larger, one is finer than the other. And so they're enough to make a hanging loop for to hang a sifter on a hook. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about the sifter. He says, "Kidei li tomi menu midas min alakatan." I have actually a smaller amount that is still useful, says Rabbi Yehuda. We can use a reed fiber to measure a child's feet in order to then take that fiber, they take that reed string to the shoemaker and show him, here, this is how the size of my child's feet. So he knows how big to make the shoes. And that is, of course, less than would be required to make a hanging loop for a sifter. Niyar, paper. K'dei lichtov alav kesher muhsin. Paper needs to be big enough for a tax receipt. And a tax receipt is a tax collector would write, take a small piece of paper and write like two oversized letters on it. And that would be kind of the symbol that you paid the taxes. And then if you ran into another tax collector down the road, you could show him, then you wouldn't have to pay taxes a second time. And so that is a relatively small piece of paper, but it is large enough to have those two oversized letters on it. And by the way, says the Mishnah, v'amotzi kesher muhsin chayav. And an actual tax receipt is also chayiv. So now, this seems a little bit unnecessary because if a blank piece of paper large enough to be a tax receipt, you're chayiv. So certainly, an actual tax receipt, right? So what's the chiddush here? The chiddush is that tax receipts were usually written on paper. But if you happen to have a tax receipt written on parchment, well, we will see in the next Mishnah that the shear for parchment is quite a bit larger than the shear for paper. And so you might think that this tax receipt that is written on parchment, since it is smaller than the shear of parchment, is not considered carrying midaraisa. And in fact, the Mishnah says no, because it's actually a tax receipt. And so an actual tax receipt, no matter what it's made out of, is an object of importance, and therefore cannot be carried midaraisa on Shabbos. Niyar machuk, erased paper. Now, erased paper, basically paper that had something written on it, and then they scraped off the ink, because you can't really erase ink. Pencils weren't really invented yet. And so, pencils, sometimes when you erase it, it smudges. So, erased paper was basically very, very smudged. And it was really not usable for writing. So what could you use it for? Kedei lichroch al pitz lochis katan shel palyaton. Enough to use as a cover for a small vial of perfume. Now, this is a slightly larger size of paper than the kesher muhsin, which would be the shear for blank paper, for unwritten on paper. But nevertheless, it's still fairly small. It's an amount of paper that you could use to cover this small vial of perfume.